Blog Talk Radio.
Even though this is the celebrated German reunification this past week when East and West Germany got together. But since our Canadian friends from the north have come south to beautiful San Francisco, a lot of ships I think were stationed in British Columbia, we'll start off saluting them, playing their Navy March, which is actually the same as the Royal Navy's March, Heart of Oak. Also the march that's played by the Royal Australian Navy, of course they're all part of the British Commonwealth. And let's deal with today's birthdays. Today, October 7th, is the birthday of James Whitcomb Riley. He was born in Indiana. And today also is the birthday of Joe Hill, famous Union labor leader who I think was hanged, born in 1879. And I think he had something to do with the one of the Colorado mines, the strikes up there. I think it was a Homestead, something like that. And also, today is the birthday of Leon Trotsky. He was the guy that created the Red Army. Actually, he changed his name from Bronstein. His grandnephew is Philip Bronstein, who once was the editor of the old San Francisco Hearst Examiner, is now a editor at the Hearst San Francisco Chronicle. And of course, Trotsky was chased out of Russia by Stalin, and he ended up in Mexico, where just before World War I, Stalin had sent an assassin to get Trotsky to eliminate him, and the guy name was Mercado or Mercator, and he killed mortally wounded Trotsky with a pickaxe. And Mercator, since he had no death penalty in Mexico, I think he was in prison for about 20, 25 years, and then he was freed, went back to Russia, and we don't know what happened to him, whether he ended up in a gulag or splendid retirement or was just forgotten. You never know about these people. And, of course, today is also the birthday of Henry Wallace, who was the vice presidential in Harry Truman's administration. He was a progressive. Now, the term progressive at that time in the 40s was the term adopted by the old Communist Party from the 30s. People realized that Stalin was just a thug and was out to occupy as much of Western Europe as possible. The real progressives were people like Fiorello LaGuardia, George Norris, I guess you could say William Jennings Bryan, and of course the Hiram Johnson, famous governor of California. And contrary to what these phony progressives today, they've adopted the name and grafted the name. The progressives of the beginning of this century were opposed to. They wanted to limit Asian immigration, Chinese Exclusion Act. It's one of their things. They were for shutting down prostitution, red light districts. They were for keeping Indians on the reservations, and a lot of other what we consider a white conservative values. These so-called progressives today, who are the Bay Guardian and other so-called news media, are for prostitution, drugs, unlimited immigration. Accountability is not in their vocabulary, so you can see that they are political, what I call political transvestites. Henry Wallace almost became, Franklin Roosevelt almost chose him as vice president, and had he been vice president when Roosevelt died, he would have been president, and God knows where the country would have gone. Also today is the birthday of Elijah Muhammad. He's the guy that ordered, what's his name? Oh, good Lord, I'm getting old. Famous black activist. And he fell out with Elijah Muhammad, who was also friendly with Reverend Jackson. And then... today we have a birthday of a couple of famous musicians, Alfred Wallenstein. And Wallenstein was famous because he worked with the NBC Symphony when Toscanini wasn't conducting, and also he did several movies, soundtracks. He was the conductor for the orchestra for the soundtracks of movies. Born in Chicago in 1898. And then today also is the birthday of Andy Devine, the big fat guy who played in the movies of the 40s and 50s. His actual name was Jeremiah Schwartz. And then today also we have, well, this guy kept his name, Walt Rostow. There was a duo, the Rostow brothers, who were Harvard advisors to the Kennedys and to Lyndon Johnson during that period. And then a famous actor, Helmut Dantin, used to play these roles of anti-Nazi or Nazi during the 40s, these movies that Hollywood put out that were anti-Nazi. Another Hollywood actress, June Allison, was born today. Today is also the 80th birthday of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who unfortunately has gone off the deep end with his gay marriage propaganda. He did a lot to get rid of apartheid in South Africa, but it's time for him to leave the altar and the pulpit. And today also is the birthday of Oliver North, Colonel Oliver North, and the Contras, and he's frequently on the radio and TV as a commentator. He hasn't done anything for his fellow Navy serviceman, Steve Marrier, the Norfolk 4, which we'll get into. It's amazing. You know, you would think there would be service loyalty to your fellow serviceman, but that's the way it is. Also, another musician, two others, John Cougar Mellencamp, born today, and famous, one of the greatest cellists in the world, Yo-Yo Ma. And among the guests today, one of my favorite poets, Edgar Allan Poe. And then Mario Lanza, who dropped out of a heart attack. He used to play the great Caruso. It was one of his movies. And then those of you who remember baseball, and Leo Durocher, the New York Giants. And among the events today, this is important because of this is the clash of Islam and the Christian nations of the West. In the 15th century, the Turkish fleet, again, and Turkish army, Islamic, Muslim, tried to invade Western Europe. They were stopped at Vienna by the combined Christian armies under the leadership of a Pole named Jan Sobieski. And to celebrate the defeat of the Turks at Vienna, he ordered the bakers to come up with something significant. So this is the origin of the croissant, which in French means crescent. It didn't start with the French. It started with the Viennese. Also, a naval battle about that time was the Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian fleets, primarily the Venetians, defeated the Turkish fleet. So they suffered double defeat, and that stopped the Islamic invasion of Western Europe from the east and by sea. And in 1868, one of the land-grant colleges, this is one of the things that Abraham Lincoln did, a Cornell University was set up, and it's the famous veterinary school in upstate New York. Spain was one of the last countries to abolish slavery. They abolished slavery in Cuba in 1838. And then today, the German Democratic Republic was founded. That's East Germany. And, of course, this week is the commemoration of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and of course that was earlier, but the reunification of Germany. So to salute the Germans, I went through our archives, and since it is a military week, I'm going to play the origin of the German national anthem. It's surprising that this was written by a classical composer called Papa Haydn, and it's also the same melody that's used for the Austrian national anthem. And the noise you may hear in the background is the, we have the Fleet Week, and that's the Blue Angels overhead, and there's nothing you can do about it. So let's play the source of the German national anthem to salute them. Also, we went to our archives, and from our German radio archives, we found some of the Schnabel music, which, since this is a military week in San Francisco, believe it or not, this is one of my favorite marches and songs. that from the Kriegsmarine, that means the German Navy. And it's called Kameraden. More coming up Monday. I went through our archives. Some of the tapes were damaged that we got from German radio archives, but that couldn't be helped. This was done during the 30s, just before Hitler came to power, so you can't call it Nazi. One of the interesting assassinations we'll be talking about on Monday was Christopher Columbus's one of his descendants. Was a Spanish admiral, and he was one of the last persons prominent who were assassinated by the Basque separatists. This happened, I think, in the fall. I don't have the exact date, but he traced his ancestry back to Christopher Columbus, Admiral of the Ocean Seas. That was his title, not the descendant, but Christopher Columbus. Also, there's a book out, and we haven't got a review copy, called The Norfolk Four. These are those four young Navy sailors on the same educational level as Steve Mary, who went in the Navy, and they were living off base and were accused of this brutal murder of a young woman, and there was a corrupt cop involved. He is now in federal prison on another charge that he rigged the case. His name was Ford. And it's very similar to what happened here in San Francisco with Steve Neary. And these guys, they're having a difficult time getting their names fully exonerated. But the book is called The Norfolk Four, The Wrong Guys, Murder, False Confession, and The Norfolk Four. I'll be reviewing it when I get my copy. Now, also, we talked about the case of Tim Masters, who was another 18-year-old sailor. All these guys are young. It's just a destruction of their lives. Who was falsely accused of murdering this woman in Colorado. And he was railroaded into Colorado State Prison for about 15 years. 45 hours, CBS TV show did a program on him. And he was paid a substantial sum of money by the state of Colorado for illegal imprisonment. And that leaves Steve Nery, and I don't know if there are any others out there, but there are estimated 5,000 men, and we don't know how many women, who are in state prisons and local jails accused of violating local civilian authority laws. So we'll keep on it. And we'll end today with the Navy hymn. To honor all of our sailors and Marines, can't forget them. This is the very popular Eternal Father, one version of it. And we'll have a different version come Monday. And, of course, let's end with our favorite ending, politics and poker. I'm still waiting to see these politicians play poker, but we're seeing a lot of politics.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five.
I'm in.
So am I.
My twine.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clown?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up and carve and find the joker. He's a game for children. He's a game is rough. Decision, like
put a pick.
Poker, which is more important?
Carrot raise.
trade he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. It's politics, seems more predictable. That's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, make the average guy a heavy smoker. Let alone the need and give him a regard. And watch why he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that livery, haphazardous commodity. You gotta have the heart.
And I think we'll have an encore of the Canada's Naval March, Heart of Oak. Next week we'll have, we've got the interview of exclusive of the Russian sailors. It's short, quite interesting. They speak impeccable English. It's surprising. And we'll have the other part of the Brit who survived the London Blitz, served in the British Navy on the convoys to Murmansk, Russia. Very difficult service. Then served in the Canadian Navy. And then after he left, he was posted out at in British Columbia, and then he came down to Silicon Valley and worked in the semi-chip industry. Didn't meet Steve Jobs, and I wish he didn't mention it. And we'll have more, of this rare German radio archives, military music that was recorded during the pre-Hitler days. And we'll play the original, the version that you hear today of the German national anthem based on Papa Haydn's melody. It's also the Austrian national anthem, the same melody. And then we should have a review of the book, The Norfolk Four, and we'll have an update on the Steve Nairn case. Also, go to our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas, and also go to amicusveritas.org, and we will have some updated videos. And since holidays are coming, we will give you some tips on when you have to mail a letter, when it absolutely positively has to get there, because the post office is cutting back drastically on their pickup and delivery services, and we'll give you some tips on how to make sure your letter gets, especially your rent check or your credit card payments, get there on time or before the date due, so you don't get hit with a big late fee. So we'll be back Monday at 3 o'clock. It's Peter Paul Bozzola. We salute all of you military families and active duty personnel. Good night.